with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, shalom, shalom, Andrea, how are you?
Shalom, shalom, we only hope, right?
We only hope. Although we
have the deal of the century. It's done. Done deal. We're done.
Okay, good. So we can all go home now.
Okay, so that's completely fascinating because you put that.
She's about to cry.
Well, exactly. So you've written to us that you want to talk about the deal of the century, and then you add this interesting word "not" in capital letters. Where are you going with that, right, Andrea?
Well, first of all, I don't want to talk about the deal of the century, but how do I speak from Jerusalem when it's in everybody's, it's front and center, and I want to talk about skincare? It doesn't work.
No, you're right. It doesn't work.
Someone approached me before my show this morning, and they said, boy, you know, sarcastic, yuck, yuck, I guess you have nothing to talk about this morning. And like the last thing, you know, Kathy, you said that there are people that are music experts. It's not your field. You just love music.
Yeah.
You know, I think people have a better grasp of the situations than I do. And yet they ask me, I'm supposed to know stuff. Sort of like, oh, the Bereshis space capsule. Right. I'm supposed to know things, right, Simon?
This is true, though. I mean, that's, you know, we do get to know stuff because we interview so many interesting people. And if we pay attention and we listen to what our guests say, then we actually are, you know, we're gaining knowledge every day.
Right. So everybody's asking, you know, about this peace plan. And again, you know, I just hear the famous Abba Ibn quote coming through my head again and again. Here we have once again the Arabs never missing an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And as long as they miss the opportunity, I mean, you have to hear, you want to take it seriously. You want to take Mahmoud Abbas. It's almost like we want to help the Arabs, you know, cut us apart piecemeal because they're doing such a terrible job of it on their own. So it's like they need some guidance. They're being offered $50 billion. Imagine $50 billion coming into the coffers of South Africa.
So here's the thing. For a long time, I've been saying that every mother loves her child. Every mother loves her children, and that includes Palestinian mothers. There's going to come a time where the Palestinian people are going to get tired of their leadership because all the money that's being funding, you know, the Palestinian cause never makes its way to the actual people. It stays at the leadership level.
And it stays in mansions. It stays in
private jets. I mean, you want to see how they live.
I mean, Jews, the Jewish state, with $50,000, they would open up 6 new classrooms. They would think, who can we feed? And it is, you know, you say something.
The point is that the leadership, the Palestinian leadership is so corrupt. Do you know, Andrea, it is just absolutely heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. And
if children in South Africa were running out, I know this, mothers, parents, if your kids aren't in school, if your kids are being stripped of hope, robbed of hope, but institutionalizing a lack of hope, that it's always someone's fault, that you have no responsibility to yourselves, at a certain point, and I do believe it's going to be the mothers, I do believe it is going to be the women who are going to say,
enough.
Stop.
Yeah. Diana,
because
enough.
I cannot believe it. You know, there's this great line, you know, they have this great line from The Wizard of Oz, Bert Lahr as the cowardly lion, and he sings, if I were king of the forest. And he talks about it, and I sometimes think about it, I say, well, you know, if I were an Arab, but I can't, you know, we strive on like wanting to walk in another man's moccasins to understand what motivates them. And when the leader, the Palestinian leader, hopping the money, taking the money, institutionalizing hopelessness, when the first words out of his mouth are, you know, Trump is a dog, the son of a dog, I won't become a traitor. There you have it. Now you have it. Now you have the leadership. They love it. Kids standing at the borders in the crosshairs of bullets. Instead of saying, wait, there's more for you, there's different for you, maybe we can take this and become respectable, become a force to be reckoned with. Instead, Instead, this is being, it's being promoted. It's staggering. I cannot be king of the forest. I cannot put myself into this Arab mindset. I'm trying.
I'd be so interested to see, you know, we've spoken before about these days of rage, right? These days of rage that happen every Friday, at the border.
With Israel, right?
So tomorrow's day of rage is in honor of, the deal of the century, right? Mm-hmm. And from peace to prosperity. I'd be interested to see what sort of a turnout they have. Because if they don't have a good turnout, that would be a massive, massive message that the Palestinian people, the people who are victims of their own government, are tired. They're tired of the people, of their leaders making these decisions for them.
However,
they haven't had elections. They haven't had elections in 14 years.
This is so lucid. This is so lucid what you're saying. But did you know that an enormous percentage of those kids, it's documented, they're paid.
Yes, I know.
They're paid to be there. They're paid to be in the light of the camera. They're paid. It's how they're not in school getting careers. They're being paid to be injured. And they laugh. When the cameras turn away, they run away. But they carry each other. It's just madness. And yet, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and it's going to be a tad from. It's going to be religious. The minute we put Israel up for sale, up for negotiation, Donald Trump is doing what he has to do. He's doing his hishtadlus. He should. He must. Better that he should be doing that than having Obama, who really put our backs to the wall constantly. Nevertheless, let the Arabs keep doing what they do. Because we're not the guilty parties now. Because if this plan were to go through, if one of them would wake up and call our bluff, we would accept it. We would grab. We'll do anything. We'll even commit spiritual national suicide. I mean, it's embarrassing. Did you see the roadmap? An underground tunnel for kilometers and kilometers and kilometers because they can't even conduct themselves overground. Isn't anybody embarrassed? Is that what they think of us? Yeah. It's just shocking.
Yeah.
Staggering. So let them not accept it and we'll live another day because if they do accept it, oy vavoy, woe to Israel. They won't be able to. They won't be able to because Arab pride, that's really the religion. You know, not stepping back and saying, what is good for the children?
Andrea,
the children.
But Andrea, the world has changed. You know, you look at, there was actually a story in the Allgemeine 2 days ago about how Arab countries are actually mourning the loss of their Jews, of their Jewish populations,
right.
The Jewish citizens, right. Because wherever we go, we bring commerce, we bring business, we uplift society. That is what we are. That's part of our tikkun. That's what we are built to do. That is a spiritual deal that we have with the creator of the universe.
You know, Kathy, 23 years ago, I heard Benjamin Netanyahu, who was not prime minister, I heard him giving a speech to a tour group, and what he said has come prophetically true. I remember him saying that peace with the Arabs will not come through the negotiating table. It will not come through bullets. It will come via the internet.
Interesting.
It will come with children opening up the computers in closets, in the backs of cars, and seeing that there are other options for them. And we're seeing it happening.
Amazing. Andrea, unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for for the time.
You too, guys. Shabbat Shalom. The peace plan. Goodbye, Shabbat Shalom.
God bless. Bye-bye. That's Andrea Simontov.